はい、じゃあ祈ってメッセージ始めたいと思います。
Let's pray before
we start. 祈りましょう。父なる神様、今からあなたの御言葉を通して私たちは学ぼうと思います。
Lord, we want to learn today. We want to read your word and understand you better.
今日私たちの理解力を増し加えてください。あなたの深い真理を私たちの心に掲示してください。
Lord, help us to understand. Give us the wisdom. Give us strength to understand. Lord, we just pray that your words would enter our hearts and that we would be filled with you.
あなたの真理を知ることによって私たちの命が生き生きとし、そしてそれだけじゃなくてあなたを知る喜び、あなたに従っていくことの喜びをもう一度今日味わわせてください。
And Lord, help us to understand. Help us to know what it means to follow you, the joy of being your disciple.Help us, Lord, to know your truth more and more.
そして私たちがどのような状態にあったとしても、あなたを喜び、あなたを称える人生を歩むことができます。
And Lord, we want to be able to worship you. We want to be able to experience your joy in all aspects, in all situations in our lives.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
Amen. Amen. はい、皆さん、一番最初の画像を出してください。皆さん、トレバーさん、ちょっと聞きたいんだけど、パクチーって好き？これパクチー。
Yeah.
これね、僕ちょっと聞きたいね、みんな。パクチー好き？
Yeah,
コリアンダ
ー。Yeah, it's okay.
ちょっとアンケート取ろうか。
It's alright. Sometimes, I don't know, I like it or I say I like it and then when it comes out in the meal, I'm all like,
そうやな。好きやって言うて出されたら食えるか言ったら食われへんで、これ。
Yeah.
はい、ちょっと、ね、コリアンダーさん、パクチー好き言う人。
Other than I see cilantro or coriander, who likes it?
おるんやな。あ、ちょっと待って。パクチーやっぱり私苦手っていう人。
Who hates it?
あ、やっぱりな、おるな。
Pretty divided, right?
そう。いや、この間な、スコットが、この教会のスコットさんが、仕事でネパール行ってきたらしいんだけど、何でもかんでもに入ってねんて。
And so, this guy, Scott, who comes to our church, he went to Nepal on a business trip, and he told me that, you know, there was cilantro, there was this coriander in everything, every dish that he ate.
で、なんか味はあんまりせえへんねんけど、匂いが強烈らしいねんな。
And it's not like a really strong flavor, But the smell is very strong.
で、ギリシャ語でコリアンダーのことなんてニックネームがついてるか知ってる？
Do you know what coriander, what this is called in Greek, in the Greek language?
カメムシグサ言うねんで。
It's called stink bug grass.
うん、ほんまかどうか知らんけど、そう、ネットにそう書いてあるから。
I don't know if that's true, but I found that on the internet, so we'll believe it.
で、臭いし苦いしやで。
It stinks, it's bitter.
せやのに、好きな人好きやね。
But a lot of you raised your hands and said you like it.
おかしいって、ほんで、どっちかって言ったら、病みつきになってくんやろあれ。
And I've heard, you know,
アディクションになってくる中毒やで。いや、俺はちゃうで、俺ちゃうで、俺いや、全部取ってよ。あんたのあれ入れるからな。お皿にな。
No problem, no problem. I say. So, you know, apparently, you know, this can become very addictive as well. Like once you eat, once you enjoy, you just can't get enough of it.
ほんでこの間テレビ見てたら東京のなんかレストランやってたけどパクチー専門レストランとかね。
So apparently there is a coriander restaurant in Tokyo.
だからもう東京なんか住まれへんもん。
That's why I could never live in that city. Forget that.
誰が考えたか知らんけど、ちょっと出してくれるし、ポテトチップスもあるん
だ。I don't know about this, but did you know that there's even potato chips that are coriander flavored?
で、はっきりおかしいやん、そんなん。これ。
Isn't that kind of weird?
だって、苦い、例えば、納豆は？納豆はいいやろ？あ、やっぱり納豆あかんねやな。
だっきゃ。
ああ、そうか。なるほどな。まあ、
hate 納豆。
そうか。まあ、でも、彼、トレバーにとっても、臭いのが美味しいというのが分かれへんわけやな。
Yeah, no, I can't understand. Why Japanese people, right?
で、ね、苦い、臭いのが美味しいっていうのは、それってパラドックスやんか。おかしいやん。
It's a paradox, right? I mean, why do we like this stuff that smells so awful?
だけど人間ってそういうパラドックスっていうのをいくつか持ってる逆説って持ってあるわけです。
Yeah, but you know what? Isn't it interesting that as humans there are a lot of paradoxes in our lives and we like a lot of the things that don't necessarily feel good or don't necessarily taste good.
例えば指圧ってやつな。
Like 指圧 like you know, the heavy
massage.
I mean that hurts, right?
痛いけど気持ちいいからみんな通うねんな。
It hurts, but like these people are in business, right? They're making good money because people go.
それとか韓国でやってる赤すりってあれ気持ちいいの？あれ痛いだけみたいな感じやねんけど。
Or that like Korean likesuper scrubbing something, I don't even know that.
それとかなんかこう手をこっちって整体とかなこうでカーってやって痛い痛い痛いってあれ何が嬉しいんか分から
ない。Like, you know, people are pulling their limbs so they're almost coming off and then they're like, ah, it feels good.
で、俺子供の時にうちのおふくろカレー全然作れへんかってんけど、カレー自分が嫌いやから作れへんかってんけど、辛いご飯が辛いのが意味わからんとか言うと。
Okay, so Fumi's mom, you know, she doesn't like curry, she doesn't like spicy stuff, and so like. don't really get this, but like, why do people like spicy curry? Like, I mean, it's so spicy, right?
だから俺、ミコさんと結婚して美味しいカレー食った時はもう感動したもん。
So when I first got married, you know, and I ate my wife's homemade curry, it was such a touching movie. I was just amazed, blown away.
じゃあ考えてみましょう。どうして人間というのは痛いとか苦いとか辛いっていうことの中にポジティブな感動を見出すことができるんでしょう。
But why is it that we as humans, you know, when we undergo these painful things, like painful type of treatment or painful types of food, like the super spicy stuff, why is it that that makes us feel so good?
そして意味わからん人でも意味わからんねん、それは。
And
なんでな
people that don't like it, I mean, obviously they look at it and go, I don't understand what it is that you like about this. Why are you doing this to yourself?
でも実は言うと聖書の中にイエス様が教えていらっしゃることの中にもこのパラドックス、逆説というのがあるんです。
But there are several paradoxes as well within Jesus' teaching, things that are very difficult for us to understand as concepts.
僕は聖書を読み始め、真剣に読み始めて20年経ったけど、それでもこれだけはよう分からんっていうところが一個あるんです。
Yeah, I've been reading the Bible, you know, since I became a Christian, since I've been following Jesus for over 20 years, but there's certain aspects, there's certain things, certain passages, especially today's, I just can't really wrap my mind around fully.
今日はそれをみんなで考えてみたいと思います。
So I want to think about this together with y'all.
イエス様がおっしゃった真理の言葉、でも私たちの本能ではなかなか理解できない言葉はこれです。それは悲しむ者は幸いです。その人は慰められるからです。
So if you think about this logically, it kind of makes no sense, or it's very hard to wrap your mind around, or you know, reconcile in your mind. But Jesus said this is good news, right? This is the gospel. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
これイエス様の言葉です。
These are the words of Jesus.
2000年間クリスチャンたちはこれを読み続けてきました。
Christians have been reading these words for 2000 years.
イエス様は神様で、ただの神様じゃ良い神様です。
Jesus is God andJesus is a good God.
私たちを助け、私たちを愛し、私たちを導こうとしておられるんです。
He loves us, He wants to help us, He wants to guide our lives, He wants to bring us to greater places.
その方がこのようにおっしゃったんです。悲しむ者は幸いです。その人たちは慰められる。
And yet He says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Okay, 皆さん、3回これ自分で目で読んでみて、それでどんな印象を持ちますか？このフレーズで。
Okay.Read this 3 times, 4 times, 5 times right now by yourself and try to gather, you know, try to make sense of it.
悲しむ者は幸いです。その人たちは慰められるから。
Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted.
皆さんの第一印象はどんなかな？ある人は混乱したっていうふうに、よう分からんっていう人が多いと思います。
Now, I don't know how you feel about this as you read it, but a lot of people will read that and say,I can't make any sense of that. That's very confusing.
意味わからん。なんで悲しい人が祝福されて幸せなんて。
What does it mean? Like, how can a person who is in mourning, how can they be blessed? How can they be happy? How can they be filled with joy?
そんなもんや。悲しいねんから幸せなわけないやんか。
Like, if you're mourning, if you're sad, like, how is it that then you can be blessed? How is it that then you can be happy?
そう、幸せな感じがないから悲しいやんか。
Like,I'm mourning because I don't have happiness right now.
イエス様、精神分裂病が出たこの瞬間だけ。
So,
そんなわけではないよ。
What's going on here? Is he split personality or what? I don't understand.
でももしかしたら皆さんは混乱ではなくて怒りを感じたかもしれません。
And you may not just be confused by this. You might read it and you may have experienced something that causes you to feel anger when you read this.
これはイエス様が適当に言ったなんか偽物のポジティブシンキングみたいな感じで思ったかもしれません。積極思考みたいな。
Is it just some flaky positive thinking thing where, you know, like somebody sad and say, don't be sad, you'll be comforted, so be happy, positive thinking.
そしてこういうふうに皆さん思うかもしれません。イエス様無責任にこんなことを言うなんてひどいわ。
And it's terrible, like how could Jesus say something like this? It's so irresponsible to go to somebody who's mourning or sad and say, don't worry, you're blessed, you'll be comforted. It's not going to make a person feel better.
神様、あなたは天におられて私はこの地上に行って、私が今置かれている悲しい状況を分からへんから、この適当なことを言うのちゃうの。
Okay, you're up in heaven, you know, you're in paradise.You've got everything good. How dare you say to me who is suffering right now that I am blessed? You don't know what I'm going through.
私悲しいの分かる?
Do you understand the pain I'm going through right now?
私大切なものを失ったんですよ。
Do you understand that I have lost something that is very dear to me?
私が間違ってて、そのせいで私が辛い思いをして悲しみの中にいるんですよ。
You know, I have made some mistakes in my life, but the consequences are terrible.I'm going through terrible suffering right now.
それを幸せやなんて言わんといて。
And don't you dare tell me that that I'm blessed.
いやいや、そのうち慰められるやろからね。ハッピーで行こうぜって。そんな言わんといてよ。
Don't say that I'm going to be happy in the end, or that I'm going to be comforted, and so I should be happy right now, even though I'm sad.
もしかしたら、
Don't give me those canned phrases.
もしかしたら人生の中で厳しい状況、悲しみの中を歩んでいる人はそういうふうに感じたかもしれません。
You may have felt this at times in your life when you were going through hard times, and if you read a verse like this, you'd be like, nonsense, forget that.
それであったとしても、聖書は変わらず言うんです。悲しむ者は幸いです。その人たちは慰められるから。
But these are the words of God, and these words are unchanging. I mean, for 2,000 words, this is a truth that God wants to teach us, that if you are mourning, you are blessed, for you will be comforted.
で、僕思ったんです。多分、イエス様が悲しむとか幸いとか慰めって言った時にこの言葉の定義と私たち21世紀の日本に住む私たちのこれらの言葉のデフィニション定義がちゃうんとちゃうかな。
So maybe something has been lost in translation in this and you know the words that are there in yellow, blessed, mourn, and comforted. I mean maybe these are words that maybe when they're translated in English or maybe it's just you know the translation of Jesus' time versus 21st century Japan or something, butThe definition must have changed, or we must be misinterpreting what's written there in the Holy Scripture.
Okay, まず最初、幸せっていう概念を考えてみましょう。
So, first we got to think about this word blessed right at the very beginning.
私たちが blessed、幸せ、祝福って考えてるもんってどんなことでしょうか?
So, what does it mean to be blessed? When you hear that word, or if you hear somebody say, oh, I'm blessed, or I feel blessed, this is a blessing.What comes to mind or what type of situation do you think they might be in?
それはうちのお父さんとお母さんが愛し合ってて、お金の問題がなくて、そして私も仕事がうまいこと言ってて、健康で、子供たちもしっかりなんか学校に行って問題を起こさないって、何にも問題がなくて、なんかガンガンお金が入ってくることが祝福。ほとんどの人はそう思ってるんです。
Okay, a lot of times we think this when we think blessed.My parents love each other. They're still together. They are in good health. I've got a good job that has a good income. My kids are pretty good at school. You know, they're behaving well. They're getting good grades. You know, I've got good food on the table. Everybody's in good health. I've got no problems at all. I am blessed. I went on a great family vacation. Or I went on a great vacation. I had some delicious foods.
そしてみんな、ほとんどの人がそう考えてるから、最近ソーシャルメディアとかツイッターとかでは、ハッシュタグブレスト、ハッシュタグ祝福された気分っていう、これが流行ってんだよね。
And so, you know, social media has kind of caught on to this word as well, latched onto it, and on Twitter, you know, they use the hashtags a lot. Hashtag blessed has become pretty common thing.
彼が私がずっと欲しかった時計をくれた、ハッシュタグブレスト。
You know, I received that watch that I always wanted, my boyfriend bought it for me, hashtag
宝くじが当たりました。ハッシュタグ幸せな気分。
You know, I won the lottery. Hashtag blessed.
うん。そう。それとか、ハッピーバースデーで家族とディナーに行きました。
Or, you know, I went to eat something for my birthday, you know, for dinner. Hashtag blessed. Or whatever, you know.
うん。それ芸能人もやって、ジェニファー・ロペスのな、ブログでこう書いてあるね。素敵なディナーを、主人が作ってくれました。Wow, dinner is served. ご飯もうすぐで出てくるわ。Hashtag blessed. 幸せな気分。
And here we go. J-Lo has caught on with this hashtag blessed as well. She said, wow!Dinner is served, lol, blessed. I'm sure she wasn't laughing out loud either, but anyways, hashtag blessed.
そうすると、祝福されてるっていうこと、幸せやっていうことは、こういうことなんかな、私たちの定義では。自分の持っている良いこと、自慢したいことを、自慢や嫌みやな、もうって言われへんぐらい謙遜な形で言うときにこういうんか。
And so this hashtag blessed has become like a way for us to hide the things that we want to boast about. We want to boast about it, but we don't want people to feel like, oh, he's just bragging about it. And so we humble ourselves and we put that we are blessed, that, you know, like we don't deserve this, but oh, look at this wonderful thing that I've got that I'm boasting about, but actually,
それが私たちの幸せの定義なんです。
So that has become the definition now that we have in our minds when we hear the word blessed.
だけども聖書を開いてみると、イエス様の言葉を見て、見てみると、イエス様が blessed、祝福されてる、幸せやと言ってはる、新約聖書の中で言ってはることと、贅沢をすること、たくさんの豊かさをゲットすることとは、全く相関関係がないんです。
Okay, but try opening your Bible, find a place where Jesus uses the word blessed, and it includes material wealth, or it includes, you know, excessive belongings, or whatever. You're not going to find that anywhere. That's not how Jesus used the word blessed at all.
また実は逆にあなたは幸せという言葉、bless という言葉はむしろ苦しみと一緒につながっていることが多いです。
In fact, Jesus uses the word blessed in conjunction with pain, suffering, sadness more often than not.
心の貧しい人は幸いです。Blessed です。
Yeah, blessed. Blessed are those that are poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
もしあなたが義のために迫害されてるんだったら、あなたは幸せです。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness.
うん。そして悲しむ人もやっぱり幸いですとイエスも教えるんです。
Blessed are those who mourn as well, right?
うん。多分僕らそこで誤解してしまってるんだと思うんです。
And so probably we are misunderstanding the meaning.
だから僕ちょっと調べました。で、新約聖書っていうのはギリシャ語で書かれてるんやけど、ギリシャ語で幸せとか祝福されてるっていうのは二つ言葉があるんです。
Okay, so I did a bit of research. I looked back into kind of the original language of the Bible, which is Greek. And in the Greek language, there are two words that they use that equal our word blessed.
まず一つ目はエウロゲオという言葉なんです。
So the first one is eulogio.
これは今私たちが日常生活でハッシュタグ blessed で祝福された気分、なんか物をもらって嬉しい、なんか素敵なことが起こって嬉しい、わあ嬉しいって、それがこの言葉なんです。
So in Greece on Twitter, this is the word that they would use when they do their hashtag. Hashtag blessed. It would be hashtag eulogio. Yeah, that one.
知らん、なんて言うか知らんで、僕は。eulogio かな、知らんけど。
eulogio。
でも実はと、マタイによる福音書でイエス様が使った、あなたは幸せねという言葉は、この言葉ではないんです。
However, the blessed that we get in our English language in the Bible comes from a Greek word that is not this one here, it's a different one.
つまりこういうことや。もしあなたが悲しんでるんだったら残念ね。でも大丈夫よ。いつか神様が慰めてくれるからね。後で良いものがゲットできるからね。そう考えたら幸せでしょ？という意味ではないということです。
So what we're trying to say then is that this word blessed in the scripture is not saying, okay, yeah, you know, you're mourning, but you'll receive comfort. And when you receive that comfort, you'll receive great things. You'll receive a blessing. You'll receive, you know, the material blessing then.Therefore, you should be happy. That's not what it says. That's not what it means.
また、これは、悲しくないの？悲しくないのはあかんで。悲しみなさい！悲しみなさい！悲しみなさい！そうしたら、神様の、慰めがゲットできるから、努力して神悲しみなさいっていう意味でもないんです。
And of course, it's also not saying, hey, what's wrong with you? How come you're not sad? How come you're not mourning? You better start mourning if you want to receive comfort from God. You know, if you want to get something from God, get down on your knees and start mourning.
つまり悲しむことと何かを神様からゲットすることとはあんまり関係がない。
Now, there's not a connection between, you know, receiving something from God and mourning itself. It's not that you have to mourn to receive or anything.
実は言うとここに出てくる幸せとか祝福、blessed という言葉はマカリオスという全然違う言葉なんです。
So this word in the Greek language for blessed, which comes out in this Bible verse, is makarios.
うん。これはとっても素敵な状態であるという意味なんです。
And what this means is that you're in an enviable state condition.
とってもフォーチュネートな幸運な状態ですという意味です。
You are in a very fortunate situation.
うん。つまりこういうふうにイエス様は言ったんです。悲しんでいる人は悲しんでいるからそれはとても良い状態ですねとおっしゃったんです。
So what he's saying then is that those of you who are in mourning right now, you are in an enviable state, you're in an enviable condition, therefore you are blessed.
もう一回言うで。悲しんでいる人はもう悲しんでいるという素敵な状態にありますねという意味なんです。
What it's saying then is that when you are mourning, that itself, being in mourning, is an enviable condition. It's wonderful.
そしてそれの最大の理由は、あなたは神の慰めを受ける状態にあるからですと言ったんです。
Because you are in a condition where you are fit for, you are ready for, you're prepared for, you're open for God's comforting.
あ、ちょっと待って、イエス様、ちょっと待ってよと。悲しい状態がとっても素敵な状態なわけがないやんか。
Now, I don't understand this, Jesus. You're saying that I'm enviable if I am in mourning, if I'm sad, that people should envy me, or that I'm the source of, I'm the object of envy?
だって僕たちの世界では、私たちは幸せを追求して何するかって言ったら、私たちから不快さとかアンコンフォータブルなものを取 取ろう取ろう取ろう取ろうとしてみんな努力してお金使うわけやね。
Now, don't you see the way that the world is?That in this world, what we are trying to do with our, in our research, with our financial resources, with all that we have, is we're trying to avoid pain and suffering, are we not?
できるだけ美味しいものをたくさん食べて。
We're trying to eat the most delicious foods we can, which doesn't include natto, by the way.
でも、うん、あ、そっか。納豆はあかんねんな。まあ、美味しいものを、まあ、納豆も食べて、まあ、よ。ほんで、それで太ってきたらどうするか、心臓病になるから、そういう時は脂肪吸引したらええ。
And so, like, if we happen to, you know, get a little bit too much fat around us, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little liposuction action and get rid of the undesirable condition.
それが幸せ。問題がなくなることが幸せです。
And when you lose that extra stuff, you know, you get rid of the trimmings, that's your enviable state, is it not?
性のモラルってもうええやん。そんなんどうせ誰もやってないし、守らんでもええやんか。もう好きな時に好きな人としたらええねんって。ほんで妊娠したら、もう中絶したらええねんって。
And you know, even if you look at the way that humans approach sex, right? I mean, it's not something where you need to have self-control or you need to have any kind of rules set in place. If you want to do it, you do it with whoever you want, whenever you want. And if something happens, if there's a pregnancy, you just get rid of that inconvenience.
それがこの世の中の考え方なんです。
That's the way the world thinks about these things.
イエス様はそれと全く別の考え方を持ってる。
And Jesus is saying the opposite.
悲しむことがあなたにとって幸せだという新しい世界にあなたを招きますと言ってるんです。
So when you are sad, when you are in mourning, that is a chance that God is going to take that and bring you into a greater place.
イエーイ、乾杯、ハッピー、旅行行こうぜっていうのでは決して得られない喜びの世界にあなたを招きますという。
Now when Jesus brings you into this place of great joy, it's not a place of great joy that includes like your dream vacation or anything like that. That's not what we're talking about.
伝道の書っていうところが聖書の中にあるんやけれども、7章にこんな風に書いてあるんです。こういう風に書いて、読んでみましょう。パーティーやってる家に行くよりは、お葬式やってる家に行く方がいいです。だって、悲しみは笑いよりもいいものだからです。曇った悲しそうな顔によって心が良くなるからです。だから賢い人っていうのはお葬式やってる家に行くんですよ。そしてパーティーばっかりしてるばっかりのやつはパーティーしてるとこに行くばっかりなんです。
So this is what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 written by a very wise man.It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. Really? Sorrow is better than laughter because a sad face is good for the heart. First time hearing that. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. But the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure.
これはイエス様が苦しみなさい、悲しみなさいっていうことをエンカレージして励ましてやれやれって言ってるわけじゃないです。
It's not that Jesus is telling us that we are to pursue sadness or pursue mourning or that we are to try and achieve that in our lives.
そうではなくて、苦しみや悲しみだけがあなたに教える、あなたの魂に教えることができることがあるんです。
Saying that when you are in a state of sadness, a state of mourning, that is when you are finally in a place where you're able to receive teaching from Jesus, where you're able to receive the nourishment, the spiritual nourishment that you need.
それを知ることができることがとても良い状態、マカリオスなんです。Blessed なんです。
And so when you're in that place in your life, when you're finally open to hear the words of Jesus, to receive the comfort of the Lord, that is when you're in that enviable condition.That is when you are Makarios blessed.
じゃあ私たちは人生の中でどのようなことを悲しむ必要があるんでしょうか。
So what do we need to be sad about? What do we need to mourn?
私たちは人生の中でまず一つ目、私たちは何かを失った時に悲しいと思います。
So the times that we should mourn or can mourn or that we can learn lessons, the first one would be when we are mourning over loss.
ラブラブやって結婚したのに気がつけば結婚の状態がボロボロで。でその愛の関係を失ったっていう時に私たちは喪失感というのを悲しむことができます。
So we can feel sadness if we started our marriage, you know, full of love, full of, you know, tenderness and all those things, and all of that dried up and became lost.
それから将来の夢を追求したのにそれがバーンとシャッターが閉められて、将来の夢を失ってしまった。
The times that, you know, we had these great dreams for our future, great aspirations, and all of a sudden they all came crashing down, we lost all of our hope.
一生懸命働いて貯めたお金を騙されて奪われてしまった。
Times that we maybe have been building up savings and all of a sudden we lost it in an instant because we were deceived by someone.
愛する人を病気で亡くしてしまった。
We lost a dear and close loved one due to sickness.
健康を失って今までできたことができなくなってしまった。
We lost our good health. We are no longer healthy enough to do the things that we want to do.
私たちは何かを失うと悲しみというものを経験します。
So we experience sadness when we lose something that's very dear and important to us.
そしてびっくりすることに、ハッピーライフを通して決して学べないことを悲しみは私たちに教えてくれるんです。
We can learn things in that time of sadness. It's really amazing the things that we can learn that there's no way we could possibly learn when we're in that, you know, state of happiness.
私たちはその教会に集まっても別に警察に逮捕されへん世界に住んでるけど、今シリアとか中東ではクリスチャンたちは見つかったら殺されるかもしらんっていう恐怖の中で生きてるんです。
You know, we are, can I use the word blessed here? We are blessed to be able to be here in this church.And not worry about persecution, right? We are not refugees, or we are not being persecuted for our beliefs. But there are parts of the world, Syria or the Middle East, where people are in fear for their lives.
そして家
if they're caught,
家から追い出されてキャンプの中で住んでる。
They're kicked out of their homes. They're kicked out of their homeland, and they have to live as refugees.
持ってるものも夢も全部失ってしまった。
They lost all of their possessions. They lost all of their dreams that they had for their own.
彼らの多くは悲しみの中に生きてるんです。
Now.A lot of these people obviously are in mourning or in sadness.
でもそうなって初めて大事なものは手に取ることができる物質的なものでないと彼らは気づくんです。
And yet they can learn something or they can receive something immaterial, intangible during that time that they couldn't have possibly have achieved or received.Prior to that.
そして彼らの悲しみは彼らの価値観というものをどんどんどんどんどんどんどんどん変えていくんです。
And it helps them to be able, that sadness then helps them to be able to kind of reconfigure their system of values or their set of values.
人生の中で何が大事なのか。
What is important in this life?
人生短い中で何を達成するべきなのか。
You know, life is short. What is it that we need to achieve or we want to or should achieve in this life?
悲しみの中でその感覚が研ぎ澄まされていくわけです。
You know, sometimes in our lives we lose that focus point or we lose what is very important.Because we are too busy.
そして海の向こうの日本という国ではどうでしょう。私たちは見せかけだけの適当な平和っていうのでボケボケしてます。
You know, and then you go halfway around the world to Japan, right? And people are kind of living this very superficial, fluffy, flaky life where you know we're pursuing happiness.
そして何にもなくさない世界に住んでるんです。
You know, we're in a place where it's you know we don't lose a lot of these very quote unquote important things.
そしてこの人生何のために生きてるんやろうって悩むんです。
And you know, but weYou know, even despite that, we sometimes get stuck and we're wondering like, well, what is the point of living? What are we doing here?
私たちの多くが悲しみから学ぶべきことを学べてないんです。
We are unable to learn the lessons that sadness, that mourning wants to teach us.
それでも私たちの人生の中でいくつかの喪失感、ロスを経験することはあります。
And yet, you know, we'll still experience loss, we'll still experience that sadness in our lives, right?
そしてそれを経験できることは良いことなのです。
So the fact that we are able to experience those periods of sadness, that we are open to learn the things that God wants to teach us, that is blessed.
イエス様それを教えてるんです。悲しみだけが教えることができることがあるんですよ。
You know, there are things in this life that we can only learn when we're in a condition of sadness.
また二つ目、皆さんは他のことで悲しむことができます。それは他の人が傷んでいるときに自分も同じように共感してあげて一緒に傷んであげることができますね。
So the second thing that we can learn or place that we can learn in our sadness is that we can mourn for the sadness or the loss of suffering of others as well.
皆さんは他の人が不条理な扱いを受けているのを見て、ひどい扱いを受けているのを見て悲しくなりますか？
Now, do you get sad when you see somebody being treated unfairly?
多くの場合私たちは誰かの不幸を見ると、できるだけみんとこみんとこだって不幸を見たらなんか悲しくなるし、悲しくなりたくない。ハッピーになりたいやん、もう見て、みんとこみんとこってするわけです。
A lot of times we try to look the other way when we see somebody being treated badly or when we see somebody going through hard times because it's going to take away from our happiness, right? And I want to be happy, you know, I'm in a good place right now. I'm kind of on a bit of a roll, and if I spend time with them, it's just going to bring me down. And so we tend to avoid those people at times.
World Vision やCompassion International のような貧しい人たちを助けましょうという 働きのウェブサイトを見るよりはグルメサイトを見る方がええんちゃうんって思ってしまうわけです。
Like, given the choice, which are you going to look at? Are you going to look at the World Vision, the Compassion International website where you see children suffering, they're all skinny and they've got no food? Or are you going to look at, like, you know, Cookpad or one of those places where you can see all the different gourmet foods and like, oh, this is what I want to have for dinner today?Which one are you going to look at?
悩みの中にいる人の話を聞くよりもハッピーな人の話のハッピーな話聞いた方がいいやんって思えへん?
Rather than hearing about somebody's sadness or their sorrows or their troubles or their hardships, you want to hang out with the people that are happy and succeeding because they're, you know, the things that they talk about are going to lift you up instead of bringing you down, right?
私たちの本能はハッピーを求めましょう、ハッピーを求めましょう、悲しむのやめましょう、やめましょうって私たちの本能は私たちに言うんです。
Our instinct is to avoid sadness and to try to pursue happiness, to try to stay around people or situations that are going to bring that happiness to us.
でもイエス様がおっしゃるのは、あなたがそれをあえて悲しむ者と共に悲しむならば、それは良いことです。素晴らしい状態です。
And yet Jesus says, you know, rather than trying to avoid those people, spending time with those people, mourning with those who mourn is going to lead to blessedness.
それは喜ぶべき人格ですよとイエス様がおっしゃってるんです。
You know, Jesus says that is the person, that is, you know, you're supposed to rejoice with those who rejoice. That is going to bring you the right character to be able to do that too.
ドイツがユダヤ人を迫害してる時に、アンネ・フランクという女の子も、有名な女の子、日記を書いたアンネ・フランクという女の子も強制収容所に入れられました。
Many of you have heard the story of Anne Frank, or you know about the diary of Anne Frank, right? Well, she was in a prison camp during World War II.
そして彼女と一緒に彼女の近所のお友達もやっぱりその強制収容所に入れられたんです。
And you know, some of her friends, some of the people that were around her, her neighbors were also in that same prison camp.
そしてアンネ・フランクは自分の日記を残したんやけれども、そのお友達たちは後になって生き延びた子たちはアンネ・フランクが強制収容所でどんな子やったかっていうことを書き綴った本を出版したんです。
So we know that Anne Frank had, you know, her diary. She kept a diary, and that's been published for us to read. But also, did you know that her friends kind of were, you know, they actually had their own diaries, and they were kind of observing Anne Frank, and they would kind of write down what was Anne Frank doing at this time, or how was she feeling at this time. And that has also been published.
彼女は書いたんです。私たちがアンネのことを思い出すときに一つ思い出すことがありました。
And this is what they said they remembered when they thought about Anne Frank.
彼女の目は乾いたことがありませんでした。
She never had dry eyes. In other words, she was always crying.
自分もすごく辛い状況の中にいたのに、彼女はいつも誰かのために泣いてたんです。
Not that she was crying for herself or feeling sorry for herself during this time, during the camp. She was always mourning with somebody else or for somebody else's sake.
それがマカリオスなんです。
Okay, that is Makarios.
それが悲しむことが素晴らしいことであることの理由なんです。
And that is the reason. That's one of the reasons that we think about Anne Frank, or if we read the story, we're inspired and we say, "What a beautiful young woman she was."
じゃあ皆さんは自分の人生の中で他の人の人生の痛みをどの程度自分のものとして痛みますか
？So how many of you, or to what extent, when you see somebody else's mourning?You know, are you able to kind of mourn for them as though it was your own hardship, your own sorrow?
例えば、職場のランチタイムやスターバックスに行ったお友達が来て、うわ、そうだ、大変だよな、もうむっちゃつ、まだ私も辛いわ、って家帰ったら、ガーって寝てるって。そういう風になってるのちゃう?
How many of you, you know, when you're at your workplace or you're at Starbucks listening to a friend's, you know, problems or whatever, and at the time you say, oh, poor you, I feel so bad for you, oh,Life is rough, you know. I wish I could help you in some way. And you go home, and you sleep as deeply as ever, right? You don't even think about them.
それか誰かの痛い話を聞いて自分も心が打たれて悲しくなって他人のことなのに自分が眠れなくなるっていう悲しみを経験しますか?
Do you ever experience such a sadness when you hear somebody else's story or you know that mourning when you hear somebody else's problems that you can't even sleep at night because you're thinking about them?
もしあなたが他人の痛み、他者の痛みを悲しみを自分の痛み悲しみとして悲しむことができるならば、それは素晴らしい状態なんです。
So if you are able to you know, mourn over the sufferings and hardships of others to that extent, then you are in that blessed state that Jesus is talking about in Matthew 5.
3つ目、私たちが悲しむべきこと、それは自分の罪や弱さですね。自分の罪や愚かさに対する悲しみを持つことができるか。
So a third and probably the most common or maybe the most frequent place that we can mourn, or we can feel this sadness, is when we think about our own sins and weakness.
私たちの人生の問題の約半分は私たち自身が引き起こした問題です。
Probably at least half, if not more, of the problems in our lives, the hardships in our lives, are a result of our own sins, our own shortcomings, our own failures.
私たちは指を向こうにさせて、あいつが悪かったから私こんなに悲しいね、あいつが悪かったらこんな悲しいね、あの人があんなことせんかったらよかったね、あいつが悪いから私こんなに悲しい悲しい悲しいって指を外に向けることが多いですけれども。
It is so easy and so common for us to point the finger at other people when we're going through hardships. It's that guy's fault. It's that person. You know, that person did this to me. I am the victim. It's them. It's them. It's them.
それはモーニングじゃないです。悲しみではないんです。
That is not mourning.
それはブレーミングなんです。責任転嫁なんです。
That's nothing more than just blaming others for what's going on in our lives.
でも、ああ、私が悪かったんや、間違ってたんや、考え方、行動が間違ってたんや、っていうことを悔いて悲しむことができるわけです。
But we are able to, in those times, to feel sadness for our own shortcomings, for our own mistakes. It was me. I'm the one that should have done this or didn't do this right or whatever.
で、自分の力で自分の罪や弱さを克服したいねんけど、それができへんねんっていう悲しみを味わうことができる。
And it's perfectly fine for us to feel like, you know, I want to overcome this weakness that I have. I want to stop sinning in this way, but I can't overcome this on my own.That sadness is very healthy.
もっと神を愛し、そして近くにいる人、隣人と言われる近くにいる人を愛したいねんけど、それがなんでか知らんけど、できへん。気づいたら私自己中心になってまうねん。悲しい。
You know, it's perfectly fine to feel sadness over the fact that you want to love your neighbor as yourself. You want to love people as God loves you, but you can't do it and you realize, I'm just as self-centered as everybody else, if not worse. I'm terrible.
そしてもしその悲しみを味わうことができるならば、あなたはとても幸せな状態です。
Now, if you can feel sadness, if you can mourn over that condition that you are in, you are blessed.
この3つのタイプの悲しみを経験するならば、あなたは幸せな状態なんです。
You are in a condition to be blessed, or you're in a condition to...Yeah, you should be blessed if you are in that condition.
ハッピーライフが決して連れて行くことができない真理にあなたを連れて行くからです。
You know, because the truth is going to bring you into a place of blessedness that no aspect of a happy life could possibly bring you.
それだけではなくて、神の慰めを経験するからです。
And you will receive God's comfort during that time.
なぜならば神様は慰めの神様だ。
Because God is the God of comfort.
うん。慰めの今必要な人っていますかって言ったら心の中でみんな8割9割の人が心の中で手を挙げるんです。
Now, I'm pretty sure if I were to ask the question, do you need comfort right now? That 80 to 90% of the people in this room would raise their hand.
私悲しんでる、心が砕かれてるんですっていうふうに言う人がほとんどでしょう。
Now, most of you would say, I'm broken or I'm messed up or I've got problems that I can't solve on my own.
絶対にこれを覚えておいてほしいです。詩編34編にこう書いてあります。主は心の打ち砕かれた悲しむ者の近くにおられる。神様は近くにおられて、霊の砕かれた者を救われるんです。
So I want you to remember this from Psalm 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
これをどうぞ覚えてください。主は心の打ち砕かれた人の近くにおる。ほんまはちゃうとみんな思ってんねん。神様はハッピーな、幸せな人生を歩んでる人の近くにおるんちゃうのって。でも実は違うんです。主は心の打ち砕かれた者の近くにおられ、霊の砕かれた者を救われる。
Take this verse home with you and meditate on this because this is truth. That God is close to the brokenhearted. And you might think, you know what? The person that's happy, the person that's rich, the person that's going on vacation, God must be with them because He ain't with me. That's the way that we tend to think. But in fact, this verse speaks truth.
単純な真理を出していきましょう。一つ目、神は近くにおられるということです。
So here we go. The very first principle that we need to remember is a very simple one. God is close to you.
そして、悲しみを持った人のその悲しみを通して、神様はあなたに語るんです。
And God is going to speak to you in your state of sadness.
悲しみに捉えられると、うわ、悲しい、悲しい、悲しい、もうこんな悲しい思いするけども、神がなんかおらんわーっていうふうに、私たちは普通考えがちだけど。
You know, we tend to think in our sadness, you know, as we're going through this misery or these hardships, you know, God cannot possibly exist because if He did, why would I be in this condition of sadness?
でもちょっと待って、それ結論急ぎすぎやと思う。聖書なんて書いてますか? 悲しんでいる人の近くに神様はおられると書いてある。
Aren't we kind of jumping to conclusions when we say that though? I mean, like, it says in the Bible that God is close to those who are brokenhearted, who are crushed in spirit, right?
神様が痛みが悲しみを通してお語りになるということを最初に見つけた人はじゃないんやけれども、C.S. ルイスという人はこのように表現しました。
So, you know, this very well-known author, he's not the very first person to come to this conclusion, but he phrases it very well. His name is C.S. Lewis, and we're going to look at it here.
彼はこういうふうに言ったんですね。神様はあなたがハッピーな時は小さな声であなたに語ります。
C.S. Lewis said this, that God whispers to us, in our pleasures.
小さく。でも、心がうずくときな、これやったらあかんのかな、いいかな、どうかなって、ちょっとそういうふうに思ってるときは、神様は普通の音量で喋ります。
But God speaks to us in our conscience.
だけれども、私たちの悲しみ、痛みの中で、神様は大きな声であなたに語ります。
And God shouts to us in our pain.
そして、悲しみや痛みというのは、神様が神の声を聞こえなくなっているあなたに対して使うメガホンのようなものなのですと C.S. ルイスは言ったんです。
C.S. Lewis says, because pain is God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
もしかしたら皆さんは神様どうしてなんですか Why God? っていう悲しみの中でいるかもしれません。
And you might be in a condition right now, in a state right now where you're saying, Why God? Why me? Why is this happening?
でももしかしたらその痛みや悲しみを通して神様が近くにおられて皆さんに語っているのかもしれません。
But God might be speaking to you right now. He might be very close to you and speaking to you in a very clear, loud voice.
そして混乱の中であなたは神の声を聞き逃しているのかもしれません。
And you might just be deaf to God's voice because you're in a state of confusion.
だからもし皆さんが悲しみの中を通っているんだったら、まず一番してほしいことは神様語ってください。ここがあなた私の悲しみはあなたのステージです。語ってください。
So when we're going through hardships, you know, it may be hard to say this, but it is something that we can say to God, and that is, God, speak to me right now. The stage is yours. My ears are open. What do you want to say to me in this condition right now?
神様は痛みを悲しみをメガホンとして使うだけど、それはまあ、もろ刃の剣で、私たちはあまりにも辛い経験をすると神様から離れるということは確かにあります、その可能性は。
And you know, one of the reasons maybe that God is using a megaphone and shouting out in our pains is because when we are in pain, when we're going through these hardships, we tend to try to run away from God, we tend to turn our backs to God, we tend to plug our ears to God's words, right?
私たちがあまりにも苦しみを経験しすぎると悔い改めのない反逆っていうのに導くこともあるかもしれません。
You know, sometimes our pains, unfortunately, lead us to a point where we get stubborn and we start to rebel against God and we start to say, forget you, I'm not listening anymore, and we plug our ears.
だけれども、痛みや悲しみを通さないと私たちが神を求めなくなるのも事実なんです。
And yet, the fact of the matter is that You know, we don't truly seek God until we go through these certain pains, right? I mean, if we're not going through pain, we tend to kind of leave God on the side as well and say, hey, life is good.
僕は自分ですごい情けないなと思うことは何かって、僕が一番真剣に祈る時っていうのは自分が悲しみの中にいる時なんです。
Now, you know, this I think is really pathetic on my own part, but I tend to pray the most when I'm in my worst condition, when I'm my saddest, that's when I tend to draw nearest to God.
それを考えたら、それは神様は僕の人生の中で痛みや悲しみをあえて許しはんのは当たり前や。だって神様は僕のことを愛してて、近くに降りたんやから悲しみや痛みっていうのを持ちはるんやって。それは当たり前やわと思うね。
So then if you stop and think about it, doesn't it make sense that God would allow sadness, mourning, suffering, hardships into our lives? If that's the time that we are closest to God, or that's the time that God has the most open stage to us,If that's the time that God can actually speak to us and be close to us and comfort us, why wouldn't He allow that into our lives so that we can actually draw nearer to Him?
私たちは人生の悲しみや痛みがあると、それは神様が私たちのことを愛してないからやと思うんやけど。
You know, we tend to think sometimes, oh, God must not love me if He's allowing these hardships into my life.
でも実は逆ちゃうかな。
But it's the opposite, is it not?
実は言うと悲しみは神様が I love you って言ってるのの、それとちゃうんかなって思うんです。
Isn't God in fact not saying like, I don't love you, that's why you're going through this hardship, or I gotta teach you this lesson, but rather, I love you and I want you to be nearer to me, and that's why He's allowing those hardships in our lives.
第2コリントの1章の3節、こういうふうに書いてあります。 私たちの主イエスキリストの父なる神、慈愛の父、すべての慰めの神、いい言葉ね、すべての慰めの神が褒めたたえられますように。神は皆さんがどのような苦しみの時にあったとしても私たちを慰めてくださるんですよ。こうして私たちも自分自身が神様から受ける慰めによって、どのような苦しみの中にいる人も慰めることができるコンフォーラーに、慰め手になることができるのです。
So this is what it says in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
どのような苦しみの中にあっても神様は私たちを慰めてください。これは大きな約束です。
And that is a huge promise that God makes to us, and that is that no matter what hardships we're going through, God will comfort us.
僕や皆さんを神様愛しておられるからです。
You know, God loves us.
うん。でも僕がこれなんか考えながらちょっとずつ分かってきたことがあるんです。
But something I've slowly started to realize, is this.
僕らが考える慰めっていうのは悲しみがなくなることだと思ってるんでね。
Our definition of comfort is also a little bit skewed in that we sometimes tend to think that comfort means taking away suffering, taking away pain.
だけれども、よう考えてみたら、悲しむことがかえって私たちが神を求めることとつながってるんです。
But, you know, if you think about it, it's in those periods of mourning or sadness that we will seek after God's comfort, right?
だって、だから、突然も私たちが神様、悲しみを取り去ってください言ったら、OK って言って、はいって取り去られへんのはそのためなんです。Okay. もしそれを取り去ったら、私たちは神を求めなくなるじゃないですか。祈らなくなるじゃないですか。神のことはどうでも良いと思うじゃないですか。
So imagine it this way then. If comforting meant taking away our sorrows, our sadness, our pain, we said, God, please, I'm going through this hardship. Please take away my pain. And God says, OK, I'll take it away from you.He takes away the pain is gone, we forget about our need for God, and then we walk our own way and we walk away from God. Do you think that's the way that it should work?
だから、悲しみと慰めは、どっちかがあってどっちかがないんじゃなくて、共存するものです。悲しみの中にあっても、神様が慰めを持ってきてくれる。
So sadness and comfort, it's not like we have one or the other, like, oh, I'm sad and so there's no comfort, or, oh, I'm comforted and so there's no sadness. They work together.Right? They're always together.
うん、もしあなたが今悲しみ痛みを通っているところなんだったら、神が慰めてくださる素晴らしい神を私は持ってるんだ、愛されてるんだっていうことにフォーカスしましょう。
So let's focus on this as we're going through sadness. If we're going through this great, you know, mourning or grief, that you know I am going through this, but I have got a great God by my side who will comfort me and stay by my side.Through the sadness.
うん、ダビデという人は人生 の自分の人生がもうボロボロバラバラ壊れていく瞬間を体験しました。
David went through big periods of sadness, right?
うん、で自分の人生が壊れていってもうどうしようもない、助けて、悲しいっていう時にこういう歌を読んだんです。
This is what David said during his
time of sadness. 詩編の16編の8節にこういうふうに書いてある。これすごい大切です。私はいつも私の目の前に主を置いた。主が私のそばに、私の右におられるので、私はどんだけシェイクされても揺るがされることはありません。それゆえ、私の心は喜んでいるんです。私の魂は楽しんでいるんです。私の身もまた安らかに住むんです。誠に神様、あなたは私の魂をどっかに捨てることはせないんです。うん。
This is what?Psalm 16 verses 8 through 10 says, I've set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay.
彼一人ぼっちだったんです。このことを読んだダビデという人は。
David was all on his own as he wrote this
song. 人生の全てを失ったんです。
He lost everything in his life.
うん。だけれども、彼が言ってるのは、悲しみがあったとしても、神様、あなたがおられるので、私は揺るがされることはありませんと言ったんです。
So David says here that even in the midst of sadness, I know that you are here with me, Therefore, you will take away my sadness. No, no, he said, I know that you are with me. Therefore, in my sadness, I will not be shaken.
つまり、どのような困難の中にあっても、神は皆さんを慰めてくださる。
It does not matter what sadness or what hardship you are going through. God wants to be with you to comfort you in that time.
そして悲しみについてもう一つ皆さんに覚えておいてほしいことがあります。
There's one more thing that I want us to take out of this.And remember in the midst of our sadness.
それは神様は悲しみを絶対に無駄にしない悲しみを用いる神様です。
God will use your mourning.
皆さんが痛み悲しむとき、そして神様が慰められるとき、それは私たちの過去の痛い思い出ではなくて、将来に誰かに対して神の愛を示す入り口になっていくんです。
So our sadness, the hardship that we're going through, it's not justIt's not there so that we may have a painful past to look back upon, but rather that we may be able to use that sadness in the future to comfort those that are also suffering and going through hardship.
あなたの痛みはあなたのミニストリーになるんです。
Your sufferings, your pain, your mournings are going to be your ministry in the future.
あなたの悲しみは神の国ではあなたの働きとつながっているんです。
You know, the sadness, the hardships that you're going through are going to lead to your workingWithin God's kingdom.
2000年前、神様は人となってこの地上に降りてこられました。
2000 years ago, God became a man and came down to this earth.
私たちの罪を許すために十字架にかかるためです。
He came down and suffered on the cross, died, paid the penalty for our sins.
そのことをイザヤという預言者はその何百年も前に、800年から700年ぐらい前に書きました。
Now, several hundred years, 700 to 800 years before Jesus came on the scene, there was a prophet named Isaiah.
イエスという人はこういう人になるでしょうというふうに言ったんですね。はい、読んでみましょう。イザヤ書53章。イエス様というのは悲しみの人で痛み、病を知っている人でした。
This is what he said in Isaiah chapter 53, that he was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
イエス様は神様だったけど悲しみ、痛みを経験されたんです。
Jesus is God, and yet he also is very familiar with hardship, with suffering, with sorrow.
イエス様が悲しみを経験したから私たちの神様悲しみにリレートできるんです。共感できるんです。
Because Jesus went through hardships when he was here, down here on earth, he can also relate to the hardship that you and I are experiencing from day to day.
だから私たちも悲しみを経験するとき、同じような悲しみを経験した人と共感できるようになるわけです。
And much in the same way, you know, we who are going through hardships right now can relate to those that we meet later on who are going through hardships.
イエス様が私たちを慰めてくださったように、私たちもその人を慰めることができる。
So just as we receive comfort from Jesus, as we receive comfort from God, we are able to comfort those that need comforting.
悲しみ理解できるよって。
We can understand the sadness that
乗り越えにくいよねって、それは。
We know that you're going to be able to overcome this.
ああ、でも神様は一緒におられるからね。
No, God is with you.
希望を失わないで。
Don't lose hope.
うん。で、そこで悲しみを経験しても愚かな人たち、まあ僕も時々そうなるんやけれども、愚かな人たちっていうのは悲しみを経験すると、それをその悲しみの経験を慰めてとして用いるんじゃなくて、先生として用いることがあるんだよね。
Now, there's times, unfortunately, that the great fool, and that includes myself as well at times, that when we see somebody going through suffering,Instead of being their comforter, we become like their teacher.
あんたその、痛み通ってんの。あんたの痛みね、私のに比べたらまだマシやで。私のちょっともっと大変かで。でも大丈夫、私がこうしてな、乗り越えたら、あんたもそうし、あんたでそれができへんやったらね、ちょっとな、こんじゅ足らんのもんは。
So, what we do is we see somebody going through suffering, we say, you're going through some hard times. Yeah, but you know what? If you compare that to the hard times I went through, like when I was your age, that's nothing, man. Like, you know what I did to overcome my hardships? I did this, this, and this. If you need to do a little bit more of that, you need to toughen up a little bit. You'll be fine if you just toughen up like me.
悲しみっていうのは私たちを偉くするもんじゃないんです。
You know, our hardships are not there to make us, you know, greater people or to make us feel like we are, you know, holier than thou or anything like that.
これが大事。どれほど私たちが神が必要なのかっていうことを思い出させてくださるもんなんです。
You know, the hardships are there to remind us how much we need God. You know, we are in a condition that we cannot do this on our own.
ああ、神の慰めが必要やって思わせるもんなんです。
It's there to remind us that we need God's comfort.
だから悲しみを傲慢の土台にしないでください。
Now, don't make that sadness or the suffering that you go through you know, the foundation of your pride.
もし皆さんイエス様が悲しみを知ってる人、病を知ってる人、痛みを知ってる方だとしたら、
If Jesus was a man who knew suffering and hardship,
そしてその方が十字架の上で皆さんの罪のために死なれ、僕の罪のために死なれ、そして墓に入れられ、よみがえられて、今も生きてるとしたら、
And if he died on the cross for our sins, went through that suffering, you know, was buried and was resurrected and is now in heaven,
そしてその方が今もすべての慰めの神だとしたら、
And if he is still to this day the God of comfort,
皆さんは悲しみの中にあっても、そこに豊かな幸せを見つけることができるのです。
We can find true blessedness in the midst of our suffering and hardship.
そしてそれを乗り越えようとするプロセスの中で、神がどのような方か、自分がどれほど高価で頼っている存在なのか、どれほどの平安を神様が与えようとしているのかを知ることができるのです。
We can also know in the midst of our suffering, you know, just howGreat our God is, how much He loves us, how much value He places on us, how much He wants to help us in the overcoming.
そこに人間の理解を超えた平安があります。
And that is where we can receive the peace that surpasses all human understanding.
それ欲しいですか?
Do you want that peace?
それすると私たちは悲しむことを慣れる必要があるんです。悲しむことを積極的に考える必要があるんです。
Then we need to get used to the idea that we are going to go through suffering and hardship and sadness.
もしイエス様が悲しむ人だったら、私たちも悲しむ人になります。
If Jesus was a man of sorrows, maybe we all need to become men and women of sorrows as well.
もちろん喜ぶ人と共に喜ぶのも大切よ。お腹に赤ちゃんができた。うわ、よかったね。パーティーしようって。それ大事だと思います。
Now, of course, it is important for us to rejoice with those who rejoice. It's also not a bad thing for us to feel happy or to be filled with joy.
だけれども、悲しむ者と共に悲しむことこそが、悲しみの人であったイエス様の弟子である私たちの務めなんです。
But you know, as disciples of Jesus, it is also our job to,You know, when we see somebody that is going through hardship or suffering, that we need to mourn with them as well.
だから皆さんの今日の、今週の、先週の悲しみには意味があるんです。
So there is a purpose, there is a point to the hardships that you went through this past week or that you're going through right now.
だから僕思ったんです。イエス様、もし僕の中になんか自分勝手な役立たずのおっさんじゃなくて、人を慰める。イエス様、あなたが人を慰めたように、僕も慰め手になるって、その性質を生み出すことができるならば、僕はもっと上手に悲しむことができる人になりたいです。
And so it sounds strange to say this as a prayer, but you know, like I really want to ask Jesus, if you're a man of sorrows, and if there's meaning in that, if there's blessedness in that suffering, in that sadness, I want to become better at suffering, better at mourning, better at experiencing sadness.
皆さんどうですか?
How about you?
悲しむ者は幸いです。
Those who mourn are blessed.
神様に慰められるから。
Because they will be comforted.
一緒にその人生を歩んでいきたいと思います。
So I want to experience this in my life.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、私たち今日あなたが私たちに教えようとした不思議なパラドックス逆説を考えました。
Lord, today we meditated on this really bizarre paradox that you want to teach.
何が幸せかっていう情報、この世の中にめっちゃいっぱいあってごちゃごちゃしてるんですけど。
You know, there's a lot of different, you know, definitions of happiness, of blessedness, of, you know, things that make us very confused.
あなたは永遠のこの聖書の永遠に変わらない聖書の言葉を持って悲しむものは幸いだとおっしゃいましたから。
And yet, in your eternal words, you are telling us that those who mourn are blessed.
私たちは悲しむことのポジティブな面を考えて、そして上手に悲しむことができるようになりたいです。
We want to become better at mourning. We want to be able to see the good that comes out of mourning.
あなたは悲しみの人だったと聖書に書いてあります。
And it says that you are a man of sorrows.
ですから私たちも悲しみの人になりたいと思います。
So we want to also become people of sorrow.
そしてこの悲しみを通して、あなたが慰めたい人のところに私たちを送ってください。
Lord, please send us. Please show us the people that you desire for us to comfort with the comfort that you have given.
そしてどのような困難の中にあっても、 イエス様あなたが希望であることを私たちが証しすることができますように。
Help us to be able to witness to those people and share with them that you are the hope in the midst of those hard times.
そしてどのような困難の中にあっても私たちがあなたと共に歩む永遠の命をもうすでに今味わえることを感謝することができますように。
We thank you, God, and we just ask that you would help us to continue to be able to experience the joy of eternal life that you've already given us, that we've already received.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name, we pray this.
Amen.
Amen.